I would say that it starts off with devolution under the government of Tony Blair, for example. Ever since then, there's been this kind of impetus in Scotland among some people to take that one step further and become their own country. I'd say what's really galvanised the SNP, for example, who haven't been in power that many years, is that this particular government in Westminster, this coalition, austerity, for example, that we've seen in many places over recent years, this has created a real hostility in Scotland towards the British government. It's also a reminder of some of the things that happened in Scotland in the 1980s under another Conservative government. I think if we had a Labour government in London, I think it might be slightly different. I don't think the hostility would be so great, which seems perhaps a bit short-sighted. But Scotland tends to vote to the left of the rest of the UK. For example, Scotland only has one Conservative Party MP, and I think they feel like they're getting a bit of a raw deal when the government in London is not really representative of Scotland, of the views of Scotland as a whole.